Bridget Carey is on the line with us, senior editor at CNET at CNET.com. Bridget, how's the snow out there in New York?
Oh, it's chilly willy.
You're drinking already?
You don't have to answer that without a lawyer, Bridget. Don't feel bad.
Well, they were supposed to, the forecast was what, like 16 or 17 inches? Did you get all that?
Well, I mean, it looks pretty nasty outside my window. I mean, and we're all kind of cooped up in our apartments because they stopped running above ground subways in New York City. So, you know, it's a work from home kind of day, and I'm all toasty with the heater here. So,
Bridget, I saw a picture in the paper. There's so much snow in New York, the rats are wearing snowmobile suits.
Oh, you know.
That's right. You don't have to respond to that. Don't feel bad. All right.
Yeah.
Catch us up. Even though there's snow, catch us up in the world of technology. What's going
it's
on this
Messenger
week?
Day, isn't it?
Well, there is something going on with Facebook Messenger. If you opened up your app over the weekend, you might notice this rolling out recently. Facebook is getting a little more Snapchatty. It's kind of this trend we're seeing where you can send disappearing cutesy videos and photos to your friends, and lots of apps now, including Instagram and WhatsApp. And it's kind of like what Snapchat all started, and everyone's getting in on it. Well, Facebook added the feature to its Messenger app. This is that separate app for just chatting privately with folks. But let's say you take a photo or video of your day. You can throw some little animations, drawings, stickers, words on it, and then have it be broadcasted to everyone you're friends with. And if they open the Messenger app, they'll see, oh, here's Bridget Carey's little thing she shared with everyone at once. And it'll disappear within 24 hours. But I did it when I took my daughter to the museum the other day. You know, she was with some dinosaur bones and making like silly pictures with it. And then, you know, people, you know, I was just testing it out. So people who I might be, you know, friends or acquaintances with, I can let them know what I'm doing, but it's not on the main Facebook app, which was kind of like a little weird because they're not seeing it in their news feed. They're only seeing it if they open up Messenger, because Facebook just wants for people to use Messenger. It's an interesting thing that's happening to Snapchat. They're really small, but they're very trendy in what they started. And you have, you know, Facebook with billions of users and Snapchat with its, you know, less than, you know, 500 million users. Facebook can eat its lunch easily with how people are on it. But will people care to use it? You know, Facebook doesn't want to reinvent what's cool right now. So they're just doing it in their own way.
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with Snapchat. And that, to me, I don't follow a lot of people, but it's good to keep up with my great niece, who I don't get to see so much because her mother posts goofy little videos, and I put stuff up of my dog. That's it. There's not a ton of people looking, and I like to keep it small and personal like that.
Yeah, I think people are finding their own little niche networks in terms of like, oh, my family's only on Snapchat, or my close friends are only here on Instagram. And so everyone's trying to find like, it's that balance of, okay, I'm going to post something, but who's going to see it all? And, you know, what network is for which? I think people are also kind of shying away, or at least younger people, I'm seeing her shying away from Facebook when they get sick of all the news and political talk on there. And they just want to go to a place that has photos maybe. And that's where Instagram and Snapchat are kind of shining, because you can't post articles on there. It's just what you did in your day, and it's not offensive, right? So,
Bridget, explain this to me, because I don't understand this. You mentioned the disappearing component. You can make a video or a picture that will then disappear a little while later. Why is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it just makes it more informal. Personally, I think it's kind of silly, because you can always save a picture of it by,
right,
you know, taking a screenshot or downloading it, you know. And like what I ended up doing is taking photos that I just took normally and uploaded it into this program. So I still had the photo on my phone, and I could share it later with other networks if I wanted to. But for the people who see it, you know, it's just a quick glance at what that person's doing. And because it's so, I guess, ephemeral, it just makes it more informal for you to just send it out quick, no pressure, just be fun and, you know, irreverent about
all
it.
Right.
And I know, like, I actually follow my kids on Snapchat just to make sure they're not up to anything bad. And you can save a picture, but now can you save someone else's video before that 24-hour period is up? Because I don't think
the video is hard to save, right?
Yeah, that you can't do. So it just comes and goes. So I don't know that there's a benefit to it, Bill, but it's just, you know.
I think, Yeah, and I think people are finding ways to be creative storytellers when they have a short amount of video or a short, like only 10 to 15 seconds to say something. And they kind of create a series of photos about an adventure. So like in my case, I went to the museum and did stitched a bunch of these together with silly stickers and little words, you know, but I'm telling a story that way instead of the traditional, here's a photo and here's a caption.
All right.
All right, now we've heard of smartphones and smart watches, and now there's, a smart jean jacket?
Yeah, Google and Levi's are finally coming out with their smart jacket, and it's going to be $350 this fall. They kind of have woven in the technology into the fabric, and they say it's washable. I don't know, you know, if it's machine washable, but what it essentially is, it's a wearable Bluetooth remote for your phone. They have a video that they just put up where some guy is riding a bike and slapping his wrist cuff to change music as he's like just going about his day. But how is that any different than glancing at your smartwatch and hitting next or using voice commands to say next song? So it's just another way of going, oh, I have a wearable device, but now you have Levi's and Google showing that, well, maybe it could be more fashionable. You know, normally tech and fashion, you know, don't really go together because it's like tech and then fashion's put as an afterthought. But here, fashion was like the main thought with a little tech thrown in.
And $350 for the smart jacket.
Yeah, it's a very expensive way to hit next on your music.
Yeah, it is.
Bill, what's going to happen with your smart underpants idea?
Yeah, I have smart underpants. How much are those going for?
I don't need that data leaking.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for the update. Hopefully you don't get snowed in, and enjoy your time at home all warm and cuddly.
Oh, thanks. I'm writing right now about a sex toy company that is paying users after they were spying on their lives without their permission, because that's another data leak that you have to worry about now. Your sex toy is having that data leak. So, yeah, I'm definitely cozy here, keeping entertained with my next story.
And each user of these sex toys could be getting a lot of money, correct?
Yeah, $10,000 each, all because they were collecting how it was being used. And
how do you think it was being used?
the whole thing is just a sticky situation.
Oh, good morning. All right, she's Bridget Carey. You can find her at CNET.com. Bridget, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye, Bridget. Did Bridget get bawdier since she became a mom?
Yes,
she did, right? I'm not imagining
that's
that.
That's what happens to people sometimes.
I think it does. All right. We'll take a break. Steve has the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.